Anyone have a favorite Puritan? Mine is John Owen. I named my second child Owen after John Owen. One story of John Owen's life that I love is when he became a Christian. He ended up going to a church with his cousin, and they went to hear a wonderful, famous preacher. However, that Sunday, that preacher was out of town. So the cousin was like, hey, let's go down to the church down the road. It'll be great. We'll go hear a better preacher. Well, through that sermon, they stayed that morning and listened to the no-name preacher from Nowheresville. And John Owen was converted. And I have one of his books in my car right now. He's been ministering for 400 or so years through this no-name preacher. They don't even know his name, who it was that spoke that morning. They know the message, but not the name. And I just pray what might happen through this no-name preacher. I saw a few people jet out when they saw Bobby Wood preaching today, but those of you who stayed, maybe the Lord has a blessing for you. So thank you for bearing with me and being kind. What might God do today? So we're all on a journey. We're moving towards God. We're moving away from Him. We're moving towards life. We're moving towards death. We've got to plot out our way. We've got to intentionally walk in those ways that God's given us. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at the first 7 verses of the book of Proverbs. And my prayer is that we will wisely trust Jesus and follow Him further than we've ever been willing to do before today. Further than we were willing to go yesterday. More trust than we were willing to have yesterday. That's the hope and the prayer today as we get into God's Word, that we would believe Him and rest in Him and walk in His ways and be able to live skillfully wise lives that give life to others rather than taking life from others. So hear these words. This is by Solomon. Put together, the way Proverbs breaks down, the first 9 chapters are an intro to wisdom, and this is the prologue or the intro to the book, and then 10 through 31, chapters 10 through 31 are Proverbs proper. Those are the fortune cookie sayings, like you think of when you think of Proverbs. A lot of truth in those little short phrases. So we're just setting up why you should read this book right now, why this is important. Solomon wants you to believe that this is necessary. So hear these words from Proverbs 1:1-7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Thus ends the reading of God's word. May He add His blessing to it and write its eternal truths on our hearts this morning. Amen. So I get the award for longest journey to church this morning, 1,300 miles. Tomorrow morning, I've got to decide how I'm going to get back. I've already booked a plane ticket. I'm going to do that. You know, I could decide to drive it. That's one way. There's no verse that tells you how you got to get back, but there's wiser, better ways, and there's foolisher ways. There's simply many decisions in our lives.